Greetings, fellow travelers with Jesus. What a beautiful day it looks like outside today. I think we're going to have a series of beautiful, shiny days. God shining his light down upon us. See how we react to that. Well, today is June 11th. Thus, it's episode 11. Of John in June. What a wonderful discussion was held last night on Zoom with some of our pilgrims discussing what is true and what can we really see or what we can't see but think is true, right? Well, Jesus has been laying some pretty intense teachings on us lately. They're worth listening to a few times each day. And we're going to get a little more of that today. We're back in Jerusalem when we begin here with Jesus. We're in chapter 7, verse 25. We're going to go all the way to the end of the chapter, verse 52. Chapter 7, 25 through 52. So get your things together. Get that last sip of tea. That three ginger tea. Woo! That'll wake you up. The light from the votive is shining bright. The monks are already in pure form. Are you ready? Every single word here is written for you today with a purpose and intent. So open your heart and open your ears. And open your mind, let go of everything you've learned before today, and see if God can teach something new. Now, some of the people of Jerusalem were saying, "Is not this the man whom they are trying to kill? And here he is, speaking openly, but they say nothing to him? Can it be that the authorities really know that this is the Messiah? Yet, we know where this man is from. But when the Messiah comes, no one will know where he is from." Then Jesus cried out as he was teaching in the temple, "You know me, and you know where I am from. I have not come on my own, but the one who sent me is true, and you do not know him. I know him, because I am from him, and he sent me." Then they tried to arrest him, but no one laid hands on him, because his hour had not yet come. Yet many in the crowd believed in him and were saying, "When this Messiah comes, will he do more signs than this man has done?" The Pharisees heard the crowd muttering such things about him, and the chief priests and Pharisees sent temple police to arrest him. Jesus then said, "I will be with you a little while longer, and then I am going to him who sent me. You will search for me, but you will not find me. And where I am, you cannot come." The Jews said to one another, "Where does this man intend to go that we will not find him? Does he intend to go to the dispersion among the Greeks and teach the Greeks? What does he mean by saying, 'You will search for me, and you will not find me, and where I am, you cannot come'?" On the last day of the festival, the great day, while Jesus was standing there, he cried out, "Let anyone who is thirsty come to me, and let the one who believes in me drink. As the scripture has said, out of the believer's heart shall flow rivers of living water." Now he said this about the Spirit, which believers in him were to receive, for as yet there was no Spirit, because Jesus was not yet glorified. When they heard these words, some in the crowd said, "This is really the prophet." Others said, "This is the Messiah." But some asked, "Surely the Messiah does not come from Galilee, does he? Has not the scripture said that the Messiah is descended from David and comes from Bethlehem, the village where David lived?" So there was a division in the crowd because of him. Some of them wanted to arrest him, but no one laid hands on him. Then the temple police went back to the chief priests and Pharisees, who asked them, "Why did you not arrest him?" The police answered, "Never has anyone spoken like this." Then the Pharisees replied, "Surely you have not been deceived too, have you? Has any one of the authorities or of the Pharisees believed in him? But this crowd, which does not know the law, they are accursed." Nicodemus, who had gone to Jesus before and who was one of them, asked, "Our law does not judge people without first giving them a hearing to find out what they are doing, does it?" They replied, "Surely you are not also from Galilee, are you? Search, and you will see that no prophet is to arise from Galilee." Well, there's layer upon layer of meaning in that little stretch of text today from the 7th chapter of the Gospel of John. Isn't that beautiful? Nowhere do you get spiritual teaching like that about Jesus. This is first-hand teaching, first-hand spirituality, straight from the mouth of the Messiah who carries the Holy Spirit to us. Another great day walking with you. But we're not done. Jesus is hiking on over to us as we settle in for the day, and he's got a few more things to say to us that just might change our lives. Let's hear what he has to say. "Trust me, and don't be afraid, for I am your strength and song. Do not let fear dissipate your energy. Instead, invest your energy in trusting me and singing my song. The battle for control of your mind is fierce, and years of worry have made you vulnerable to the enemy. Therefore, you need to be vigilant in guarding your thoughts. Do not despise this weakness in yourself, since I am using it to draw you closer to me. Your constant need for me creates an intimacy that is well worth all the effort. You are not alone in this struggle for your mind. My spirit, living within you, is ever ready to help in this striving. Ask him to control your mind. He will bless you with life and peace." That sounds like something I could use today. Life and peace. Trust Jesus and do not be afraid. Amen. Well, I hope you take some time to read through the scripture on your own or listen to it once or twice more. Get the full effect, the full impact of this Holy Spirited lesson we have today. And then we'll be back tomorrow and we'll continue with episode 12. But until then, open the eyes of your heart and look. He's already blessing you with life and with peace.